Satan put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures.
诗篇36篇7到8节，神啊，你的慈爱何其宝贵，世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下，他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。
You give them drink from the river of your pleasures.
因为在你那里有生命的源头。
This is the abundance of God.
这就是神丰富的恩典。
And this is the goodness of God.
这也是神的良善。
He desires to bless us.
他喜悦祝福我们。
Now there are many blessings in life.
我们生命中有很多的祝福。
And they are from God.
他们是从神来的。
And what do we call these blessings?
我们怎么来啊叫那些祝福呢？
We call it common grace.
我们把它们叫做一个很普通的恩典。
What is common grace?
什么是那些普通的恩典呢？
Common grace is the goodness of God to all mankind.
就是好像神给普世人都有的那种良善。
It is the joy of marriage.
比如说婚姻的喜乐。
It is the joy of children.
孩子的喜乐。
It is the joy of a good meal when you're hungry.
或者是你饿的时候能够吃上一顿饱饭。
It's the joy of a good bed when you're tired.
当你累的时候能够睡一个好觉。
It's the beauty of a sunset and a sunrise.
夕阳和太阳升起时候的那个美丽的景色。
It's the life in the flowers.
你看在旷野里面的花朵。
This is common grace.
这些都对我们来说好像是很平常的。
This is the goodness of God shed abroad for all the world.
这是神给所有世人都有的恩典。
But the blessing of Abraham is more.
但是亚伯拉罕所承受的祝福远远超过这些。
The blessing of Abraham is much more than that.
亚伯拉罕的祝福远超这一切。
Because the blessing of Abraham is Christ.
因为给亚伯拉罕的祝福就是基督。
And all that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ.
一切的祝福都从主基督耶稣而来。
Here is the blessing of God.
这就是神的祝福。
This is the eternal blessing that will never pass away.
这是那个永恒的祝福，永远不会消去。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
天地都要废去。
But the Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣基督。
He is forever.
他是永远长存的。
And we are called to know him and to be in him and to be secured by him and to be blessed in him.
我们被召就是要来认识他，在他的里面被他所保护。
Now this blessing is called the blessing of Abraham.
所以这个祝福叫做亚伯拉罕之福。
Because God gave it to Abraham.
因为是神亲自给亚伯拉罕的。
Why is it associated with Abraham?
为什么他跟亚伯拉罕有关呢？
It's not the blessing of Moses.
他不叫做摩西之父。
It's the blessing of Abraham.
他叫做亚伯拉罕之父。
Because with Abraham we associate faith.
因为是跟亚伯拉罕我们的信心才有关系。
It was Abraham who was taught to believe God and to trust God.
因为是亚伯拉罕教导我们来信主并且来信靠他。
Because the blessing of God upon Abraham can only come to us through faith.
因为神给亚伯拉罕的福，只有我们通过信心才能够得到。
So this is the blessing that God wants to give.
所以这就是神要给我们的祝福。
It is in first promise to Abraham.
首先它是在神给亚伯拉罕的应许当中。
And the fulfillment of that promise is in Christ.
然后这个应许的实现是在基督的身上。
And that's what we see in verse 16 of chapter 3 of Galatians.
这是我们在加拉太书三章十六节里面看到的。
And to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ.
所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
And that's what it means when we read in verse 8, in you All the nations shall be blessed.
这就是我们读到第八节的时候的意思，就是万国都必因你得福。
So this is the first thing. This is the blessing. We want the blessing.
所以这是第一件事情，祝福，我们都要得那祝福。
You would be a fool to say, I don't want that blessing.
如果你说我不要祝福，那么你真是愚蠢了。
Because whatever other blessing you know, you will lose it.
因为所有一切其他的祝福，你都会丢掉它。
This is the only blessing that you will never lose.
这是你唯一不能失去的祝福。
But the second word was the curse.
第二个字是咒诅。
And this we read in verse 10.
在第十节里。
As many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
三章十节，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的。因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
Now we know what the blessing is.
我们刚才知道了祝福是什么。
It's the blessing of God.
是神的祝福。
And it is eternal.
它是永恒的。
Now let us consider the curse.
现在我们来思想咒诅。
It is the curse of God.
这是神的咒诅。
And it is eternal.
它也是永恒的。
And who is under the curse?
谁落在这个咒诅底下?
In verse 10, it tells us.
第十节告诉我们。
Everyone.
凡是。
Who does not continue.
不常常照着。
In all things.
律法书上一切的事情。
That are written in the book of the law.
律法书上一切的事情去行的。
Now let's take that in.
我们来仔细地思想这句话。
The law of God commands righteousness.
神的律法要求公义。
Let us think of the Ten Commandments.
我们来想一下这十条诫命。
You shall not steal, you shall not kill.
不可以偷窃，不可以杀害。
And all the other commandments.
还有很多别的诫命。
Cursed is everyone.Who does not continue in all?
如果你不常照着律法书上所有的事情去做的话，就被咒诅。
And let's understand that. Have a look in James, the Epistle of James.
让我们来理解这句话。我们翻到雅各书。
James chapter 2 and verse 10.
雅各书第二章十节。
Whoever shall keep the whole law.And yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all.
雅各书二章十节，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
What?
什么
？I got 99.9% and I failed.
就好像我得了99.9分，但我还是不及格。
That's what it's saying.
这就是这句话的意思。
What's the pass mark here?
那及格线在哪里
?100.
100分。
Not 99.
不是99。
And not 51.
也不是51分。
The pass is 100.
只有100分才算及格。
What sort of exam is this?
这是什么样的考试
?This is what the scripture is saying.
这就是圣经上所写的。
Why is it like this?
为什么会这么严格
Matthew
马太福音
Chapter 22
马太福音二十二章
Matthew chapter 22 and verse 36
马太福音二十二章三十六节
Jesus is asked a question
主耶稣问这个问题。
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
有人问主耶稣，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, hang all the law and the prophets.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So the Lord Jesus summarizes the law in these two commandments.
所以主耶稣把所有的律法总结在这两条诫命上。
And both of the commandments begin, "You shall love."
这两条诫命都以你要爱来开始。
Now when I hear the commandment, "You shall not steal,"
我们从来不会听到诫命说你应该爱偷窃。
I think to myself, "Well, I haven't robbed a bank."
我自己说，我从来没有抢过银行。
I haven't stolen anything.
我从来没有偷过什么东西。
And it may be my hand is like this over something.
可能我的手就快要去拿那样东西了。
But I pull it back.
但是我收回来。
And I don't steal.
我不偷。
But these commandments are not about what you do.
但是这两条诫命不是关于你要去做什么。
But these commandments concern love.
这两条诫命是与爱有关的。
And love is not an outward thing.
爱不是一个能够表现出来的东西。
Love is of the heart.
爱是关于心里面的状态。
There is love in the heart, or there is not.
是你的心里面要么是有爱，要么没有爱。
You might show love.
你可能会表现出来。
But feel hate.
你可能表现出一个爱来，但是里面却是
恨。Is it love?
这是爱吗
？No, it's not love.
这不算作爱。
Only what is in the heart is real.
只有在你心里面的东西才是真的东西。
If we speak of love, it's of the heart.
我们讲到爱的时候，就是讲到你心的状态。
So when we read these commandments that Jesus said are the great commandments,
所以我们读到这两句，这两个诫命，主耶稣说是最大的诫命。
We don't ask what must I do.
我们不问我需要做什么。
But we ask, what sort of man must I be?
我们所要问的是，我应该成为怎么样的人？
What sort of man loves so perfectly?
什么样的人能够这样的完美的去爱？
What sort of man can love his neighbor as himself and love God with all his heart?
什么样的人可以爱邻居如自己，并且爱神？尽心的去爱神。
And I look at those commandments and I say, I am not that man.
我看到这两条诫命就说，我不是那样的人。
And therefore, I am guilty.
所以我是有罪。
And therefore, I am guilty of the whole law.
所以我在全律法上都犯了罪。
And therefore, according to this word, I am under the curse.
所以根据经上所记的，我就落在咒诅底下。
Is it true?
不是吗
？Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things in the law.
凡不常照着律法书上一切所记之事去行的每一个人都被咒诅。
Where do we see this curse?
我们从哪里可以看到这个咒诅呢？
Matthew chapter 25.
在马太福音25章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太25章。
Verse 41.
25章41节。
Then he will also say to those on his left hand, This is the Lord Jesus in the day of judgment. Then he will also say to those on his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
四十一节，王又要向那左边的人说，这里的王就是审判时候的主耶稣，你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
This is the Son of Man on the last day.
这就是人子在最后的审判末日。
He says, Depart from me, ye cursed.
他说，离开我，你们是被咒诅的。
This is the wrath of God against sin.
这就是神向着罪人所怀的愤怒。
And the wrath of God against sin is necessary.
神的愤怒向着罪是需要的，是必须的。
It is necessary for the glory of God.
是为神荣耀所必须有的。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
And there has to come that day of judgment.
审判必须来到。
If God does not judge sin,
如果神不审判罪
then he is not the Holy One.
他就不是那圣洁。
The day must come when he judges.
他所审判的那一天必须来到。
When his utter rejection of sin is shown to all the earth.
那个时候他向着罪是充满拒绝的，向全地的罪都是拒绝的。
This is the curse.
这就是咒诅。
Now when we come to God,
当我们来到神面前
And we think, I'm okay.
我们想我还好吗
I'm sincere.
我很真诚啊
I'm good.
我人做得不错
I work hard.
我努力工作
I go to the meetings.
我去聚会
I help.
我帮助别人
I read the Bible.
我读圣经
I'm good.
我很好啊
God wouldn't judge me.
神不会来审判我吧
When we come with that attitude,
当我们带着这样的心态来的时候
we are bringing ourselves under the law.
我们是把自己带到了律法底下
Because we are saying, righteousness is in me.
因为我们在说那公义在我的里面
And I, because of who I am, should be acceptable to God.
我因为我的本人应该是被神所接纳的。
If you think like that, you're under the law.
如果你这样想的话，你就是在律法底下。
The law says, I want you to be righteous.
因为律法说，我要你行公义。
And you're saying, yeah, I'm not too bad.
然后你说，是啊，我还行得不错呢。
How many times people think like that?
有多少时候人就是这样想的
I said to a man once,
有一次我跟一个人说
I said to him, I am a Christian.
我告诉他我是一个基督徒
And the man replied, I do charity work.
那个人跟我说我是慈善家
I said to a lady the other day, I had pamphlets about the gospel.
有一次我向一个女士传福音给她一个福音单张
And the first thing she said to me, she said, I wouldn't hurt anybody.
他对我说的第一句话就是我不会伤害任何人
This makes sense to us
因为我们明白是吗
Surely I'm good enough
我们很好
In myself
在我自己感觉
I'm not that bad
我不那么糟糕
But any thought like that brings us under the law and under the curse
但是当你一旦有这个想法你就是被带到了律法底下被带到了咒诅底下
Because man's standard is not God's standard.
因为人的标准不是神的标准
And we are judged by God, not by our fellow man.
而我们是被神来审判不是被我们同类的人来审判
But verse 13 of Galatians chapter 3
加拉太书三章十三节
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
加拉太书三章 十三节基督既为我们受了咒诅就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅因为经上记着凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的
The Lord Jesus took our place.
主耶稣代替了我们的位置。
On the cross, he became a curse for us.
在十字架上，他为我们成为那个咒诅。
He cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他向父神喊叫说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And it is as if the Father looked upon his Son.Who had become sin for us and said, Depart from me, ye cursed.
就好像父亲看着自己的儿子他为着我们成为了罪天父就对他说你离开我吧你这个被咒诅的人。
Christ became a curse for us.
基督为我们成为了咒诅。
He bore the wrath of God for us.
他为我们承担了父神的愤怒。
Why?
为什么？
Verse 14.
14节。
That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
十四节，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So we know there's only one road to the blessing of Abraham.
所以我们知道只有一条路可以走到亚伯拉罕之福。
And that is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在主耶稣基督里面的信心。
Not my righteousness.
不是我自己的公义。
Not my goodness.
不是我自己的好。
But his righteousness.
而是他的公义。
His sacrifice.
是他的牺牲。
We boast in him and him alone.
我们都是相信他。
And there is our joy.
那里才有我们的喜乐。
Lord,Forgive me for ever thinking that I was righteous in your sight.
主啊，求你赦免我，如果我曾经想过我在你面前是一个好人。
Forgive me for ever boasting of my goodness.
赦免我，如果我曾经那样的为自己的好和公义来夸口。
Forgive me for ever imagining that I could have any peace with you but through your Son.
如果我曾经以为我跟你是和好的，而不是急着主耶稣基督来的。
The just shall live by faith.
义人并因信得生。
And there is no other way.
没有第二条路。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路。
And this faith must be living and active every day.
这一个信心必须是活的，必须是每天活出来的。
Every day.The Lord Jesus is my peace with God.
每一天经历主耶稣是我与神之间的和平。
Never, ever, ever me.
再也不再是我。
Two words, the third word.
我们讲了两个字，现在讲第三个。
Is the promise.
第三个字是应许。
The promise.
应许。
Now,In verse 15 to verse 18,
他在第十五到十八节里面
Paul is saying that God made to Abraham a promise.
保罗说神给了亚伯拉罕一个应许
And this promise was to be fulfilled in Christ.
而这个应许会在基督里面被应验
430 years later, God gave the law.
而四百三十年以后呢神给了律法
So, is he, what Paul is saying is, does that mean that the promise now, we forget about that, and now the way of righteousness is the law?
所以保罗在说，是不是这样一来，之前的那个应许就不算数了呢？现在都是靠律法了。
It's as if to say, you know, God changed his mind. He did it this way, now he's going to do it that way.
就好像说是不是我们的神改变了主意之前他是这样做了现在他改变主意了
No, verse 17
17节
And this I say that the law which was 430 years later cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ that it should make the promise of no effect
十七节说我是这么说神预先所立的约不能被那四百三十年以后的律法废掉叫应许归于虚空
For if the inheritance is of the law it's no longer of promise but God gave it to Abraham by promise
因为承受产业若本乎律法就不本乎应许但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕
So what's the significance of promise?
所以这一个应许有多么重要的意义呢?
It means God has said, I am going to do this.
他的意思就是神说,我现在要这么做。
When this promise is made, when a promise is made,
当神赐下应许以后,
A person is making a commitment to do something.
这一个人就是委身要把这个应许把它办好。
God was saying, I am going to bless.
神说我要来祝福你。
I am going to bring salvation.
我要给你救恩。
I am going to save by my own work.
我要用我的工作把你拯救出来。
This is the promise of God.
这是神给我们的应许。
What does it mean for us?
对我们来说这是什么意思?
It means that this salvation originates in God.
也就是说我们的得救是神所发起的。
And it's made certain because God has made this promise.
这是很确实的因为神给了我们应许。
What does it depend upon?
那么这个应许是依靠什么呢?
Does it depend upon something that I do?
这个应许是不是依靠于取决于我做的什么事情呢
No, God is not depending on me.
不，神从来不取决于我自己的行为。
He has made the promise.
是神自己发出
应许。He is working.
他会做。
He has worked.
他已经做了。
And for every believer, this promise is the greatest comfort they can have.
对每个信徒来说，这个应许是他最大的满足。
Are your eyes open?Have you seen Christ?
你们的眼睛是打开的吗？你们看见基督了吗？
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
Are you born again?
你重生了吗？
Are you the Lord's?
你是主的人吗？
Why?
为什么？
Because of that promise.
因为他的应许。
Because God chose you.
因为神已经拣选你。
He chose you for salvation.
他拣选你为着他的救恩。
He made a promise.
他给了你应许。
I will save.
他保证说我要救你。
Who will you save?
你要救谁呢?
Those that are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
就是在创世以前在基督里被拣选的人。
This is the promise.
这是神的应许。
This is our comfort.
这也是我们的安慰。
This is our security.
是我们的保证。
I shall see the Lord.
就是我们必将见主
I shall stand before him.
我们会站在主面前
I shall see his face.
要看见他的容脸
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢
The promise of God.
神的应许
In Christ.
在基督里给你
I am secure.
我有安全了
I am safe.
我被拯救了
I have a destiny.
我有一个目的地了
I shall behold him.
因为我会看见他
This is the promise.
这是神的应许。
So we have the blessing.
所以我们看到祝福。
We have the curse.
我们也有咒诅。
And we have the promise.
但我们并有一个应许。
The blessing is in Christ.
祝福是在主里面。
The curse has been borne by the Lord Jesus Christ for our sake.
咒诅是主耶稣基督替我们承担了。
And the promise is secured in Christ.
应许在基督里面对我们来说是强有力的保证。
We have a great salvation.
我们有这么一个伟大的救恩。
We have a wonderful faith in which to walk every day.
我们也有一个美妙的信心来与主每天同行。
A faith in which we can have joy.
这个信心使我们有喜乐。
Full joy.
满足的喜乐。
Because it's all from Him.
因为这一切都是从神来的。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for all that you have wrought in your beloved Son.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们你所爱的独子。
And we pray, Lord, that every one of us here would be those that walk by faith in the blessing of Abraham through the righteousness of Christ.
主，我们求你，让我们今天在这里每一个人都在基督耶稣里承受亚伯拉罕。给我们的祝你给亚伯拉罕的祝福
Lord, we thank you for this good news.
我们谢谢你为着这个福音
And we thank you for this gospel.
我们也感谢主
And we pray that this gospel would go forth into all the world.
我们求主让这个福音能够广传开来达到地极
And we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们求祷告是奉主宝贵的名字 Amen. Amen.